For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
Halftime wrapping up here from West Long Branch. Monmouth leading St. Francis, Pennsylvania, 24-23. After tonight, Monmouth will finish up a two-game homestand on Saturday as Robert Morris is in town. Monmouth had gotten beat by the Colonials 69-51 last time out. Tickets are available for Saturday night's game. Should be a good one. Of course, if you can't make it in person here at the MAC, be sure to listen on the Shore Sports Network. That is the next home game for MU on Saturday night.
Almost conflicted, really, because I want people to come, but I like when they listen to us.
I would always say it's better to come.
That's fair. And actually, Saturday night is shaping up to be a very well-attended game. It's our first ever Oceanport night. We'll be happy to welcome in the town of Oceanport with their youth teams and with their council who will be here, and as well as the Monmouth University Department of Admissions is welcoming the class of 2016. Hopefully they see plays like that right out of the halftime break. An alley-oop from Tillotson and Nesmith to put MU up three.
That's a good way to start. You would draw that one up at halftime, you would think, and execute it to perfection.
Ritter backdoor to Etherton. He'll lay it in to cut that lead to one.
That was a great cut around a screen by Etherton. Caught it on the move. And then with the catch and shoot, able to go right up.
Tillotson has the basketball. Will drive on the baseline. Now pull it up at the elbow. Top of the key, Jesse Steele. Jesse will go around Ritter. He'll kick it out to Nesmith. Pull up from 12. Good for Dion.
You know, if Nesmith could make that shot on a consistent basis, his scoring total would go up immensely because he has that area kind of in the Monmouth offense.
And here he comes up with a steal near midcourt, ahead to Jesse Steele. Jesse will lay it in, and MU now goes on top 30-25. We've played a minute and 10 seconds in the second half.
I'm always amazed when Jesse Steele gets those balls off the break because he's a smaller guy, but he just doesn't miss layups in transition.
The red flash will try to answer. Irvin gets free down low, reverse, no good. But he's fouled. I thought that was you.
No, it was not. It sounds like that on the air.
18:38 to go in the second half. Anthony Irvin at the line for two. MU leads by five.
Similar kind of setup that time for St. Francis. That time it was Irvin on the catch off the curl. Good screen work by St. Francis.
I guess that's why he's a writer. Irvin missed them both. Phil Waite pulls down the rebound. MU on a bit of a run here in this second half. They're up now by five. Steele, great little up and under move. And he kicks it out to Nesmith for three. Good! Dion rattles it home. The Hawks up eight.
Big basket and the biggest lead of the night for Monmouth. That's a great way to start the second half here. Come out with some energy. Get the crowd involved a little bit. St. Francis has seen enough. Don Friday calls a timeout.
It's a 30-second timeout, but it'll be assessed full. 18-19 to go second half. Monmouth up 33-25. We'll take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll have more second half basketball here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
A big MU run out of this halftime break has staked the Hawks to a 33-25 lead with 18-19 to go in the second half. It's been a little transition, it's been a little defense. And a lot of Dion, Matt, as he now has nine.
Yeah, he's off to a great start here. You know, came in after a pretty quiet first half, just 2 points. So seven here in the first almost 2 minutes. That is quite a start for Nesmith.
Ritter with a right-hand dribble. to Irvin. He'll jump the pass, and it's picked off by Ed Waite. Ed will now lead the break himself. Tries to go ahead to Tillotson, and it's, I thought it was knocked out of bounds by Ritter. Just a bad pass from Waite.
Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of split the difference between Tillotson and Nesmith. One was running left, one was running a right, and Ed Waite kind of put it down the middle where nobody was.
We've played 2 minutes in the second half. The Hawks lead by eight. Ritter picks up his dribble. Throws one into the left corner to Jackson. He tries to go back door. Nesmith knocked it away from Taylor. It will remain with the Red Flash.
Another turnover for almost for St. Francis. They did not do a good job of keeping their hands on the basketball in that first half. And credit the Monmouth defense so far tonight. It's played very well.
Inbound to Etherton, who skips it along to Jackson. Now Irvin in the right corner will drive. Kick it out. Jackson, three from straight away. Is good. He rattled it down.
PA really needed that one. Just a basket to get a little bit of momentum back on their side, as Monmouth has been sharp here so far in the second half.
33-28, Hawks lead. 17:35 to go in this second half. Steele, left-hand dribble, will now go into the corner to Tillotson. Austin picks up his dribble at the left elbow. Now top of the key, Steele. Swing it to Nesmith on the right wing. One dribble will go to Ed Waite at the elbow. Ed, triple team, kicks it out to Nesmith. His fadeaway, 12 feet away, no good. Back iron, offensive rebound, Ed Waite. Kicks it back out to Tillotson. Austin will get a reset. Got Jackson on him. Austin, right-hand dribble, will now go top of the key. Jesse Steele between the circles. Jesse around a screen from Ed Waite, dribbling over to the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Down low, Ed Waite. He'll face up on Taylor. Ed, double team, shot, no good. Battles for the rebound. He gets it back. Shot blocked by the backboard. Out of bounds. Over to St. Francis.
Well, probably not the best of decisions on the second attempt from Ed Waite. He was pinned down underneath the hoop. I think went up hoping and expecting a foul, and one that didn't come.
Wyatt will come back into the game as Taylor will take a seat. So St. Francis will now bring it in. It'll be Wyatt with Nesmith on him. He'll float one into the corner. Jackson will try another three. He'll knock another one down. And the Red Flash cut the Monmouth lead to two. Ollie Jackson with six quick ones.
Well, that's a good response from St. Francis after Monmouth had opened up on a pretty solid run. Jackson with a couple of open looks. Have to extend out a little bit more on him defensively.
Ed Waite, right wing. Goes top of the key, Phil Waite. Now it's Austin Tillotson on the left wing. They swing it along the perimeter. Nesmith to steal top of the key around the screen. Jesse pumps it a three. Gets into the lane, picks up his dribble. Back up top, Dion, nine on the clock. Nesmith spins at the foul line, kick into the corner. Steal, three on the way for Jesse. No good, front iron. Ed Waite, offensive rebound. His putback is no good, but he's fouled by Irvin, and he'll have two free throws.
Good work here by Ed Waite on the glass. He's got a couple of offensive rebounds here in the first few minutes, and his hard work will pay off with some free throws for the Hawks. You know, undersized as really a power forward, just at 6'3". Good wide body and weight working hard down low.
Monmouth leads 33-31. Waite's first free throw is good as Mike Myers' kick will check into the contest. He'll take out Austin Tillotson. Mike was really good in that first half. Checks in with 7 points. Nesmith leading the way for MU with nine. As Waite has his second free throw. Marcus Ware ready to check in if he makes it. Ed misses back iron. Phil Waite tries to tap it out. He does it right to Wyatt. Wyatt, one on two, loses it in transition. Looks like he tripped, and now the Hawks will bring it back left to right. Myers kit ahead of everybody. Wild shot as he is called for an offensive foul. You saw that coming a mile away as Mike was out of control from the foul line over.
Well, it's just not necessary sometimes to always finish the fast break quickly. If you don't have something, be smart enough to pull it out. Mike should know better than that as a senior.
We've reached the under 16 media timeout. We'll take a 60-second break with 15:57 showing. Monmouth leads 34-31 right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
For the latest and most up-to-date information on Monmouth University athletics, visit the official online home of the Blue and White, GoMUHawks.com. Check out the different features such as the new MU Athletics Virtual Guide, as well as videos, roster stats, and more. And don't forget to sign up for Hawk Vision, live streaming video of select Hawks teams, including every home men's basketball game with audio provided by the Shore Sports Network. Log on and check it all out at the online home of Monmouth University athletics, GoMUHawks.com.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
And you had a one-point lead at the half. It grew to eight. Now it's three at 34-31, 15:57 to go in this second half of action. Ed Waite, Marcus Ware, Deion Nesmith, Mike Myers, Kit, Jesse Steele, the five MU student-athletes on the floor. Anthony Irvin brings it over the timeline for the Red Flash. Left-hand dribble between the circles. Kicks one to Ritter, who momentarily thought about a baseline drive, and now he'll throw it over to Etherton. Give and go with Irvin. Top of the key. Wyatt for three. No good. And Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass to Steele. Jesse gets it to the middle of the floor. Over to Myers Kitt. Double teamed. Will now go top of the key. They swing it. Deion open for three from the left wing. No good. Way short. But he tracks down his offensive rebound. Down low, Ed Waite. Beautiful skip pass to Steele. Jesse, open for three. Good! And the Hawks up, Matt, by six.
Well, that worked very well. Ed Waite, great pass from the opposite side block. Steele with the dribble, the pump fake, set himself up perfectly for an open three.
We played 5 minutes. MU up 37-31. Ritter drives, wraparound pass to Etherton, who lays it in. And just like that, St. Francis with an answer to cut the lead back to four. 37-33. Jesse Steele in the left corner. We'll go top of the key, Nesmith. Mike Myers Kitt has it now. Top of the key, it's Ed Waite. Ed drives left hand. Wild shot over Etherton. No good off the front iron in the window. Ball at him. Ball's batted. Loose. Myers Kitt comes away with it. He lays it in as three Red Flash players went to the ground, and Mike laid it in.
Well, fortunate, I think, is the word to describe that possession for Monmouth. Good work from Myers Kitt keeping the ball alive and getting the basket.
14:20 to go, second half. Monmouth up by six. Wyatt drives, kicks. Jackson, right corner, three. No good. Etherton over the back, offensive rebound. His putback is blocked by Ware. We'll have a jump ball situation and will remain with St. Francis.
Nice defensive job by Ware after he got out-muscled by Etherton for the offensive rebound. Etherton, a scrappy player inside.
Couple of subs check in for Monmouth. Phil Waite back into the contest. Takes out Ed Waite. Number 42, John Taylor, checks back in for St. Francis, as well as number 30, Tony Peters. MU up 6, 14-12 to go, second half. Wyatt inbounds it to Peters in the right corner. He'll bring it up top of the key. He'll hand off for Stephen Wyatt. Now we've played 6 minutes here in the second half. Wyatt between the circles with Steele on him. Right-hand dribble to the right wing. Gives for Peters. Loses Myers Kitt. Pulls up from the baseline. No good. Short. Batted ball. Out of bounds. Off Etherton. It'll be Hawk basketball.
Etherton again trying to keep it alive for St. Francis. And the ball out of bounds. I think an important possession here. This is where Monmouth wants to be. Up six. You know, try to get that lead. Creep it up around 10. And really make St. Francis question what the game plan is here tonight.
Steele between the circles with a Monmouth six-point lead. It's a double high ball screen, top of the key, into the corner to Myers Kitt. Thought it a three, now pulls it down. Top of the key to Steele. Jesse pumps, now pulls for three, got hit. No call, ball out of bounds. No one knows who it hit off of. It'll be St. Francis basketball. Some indecision among the officials there. You don't see Jesse Steele airball too many threes.
No, everyone on the Monmouth bench looking for the foul. They thought Steele was hit. That's one of those situations where he tried to get the contact too much, and sometimes the referee won't give you calls like that.
13:35 to go here, second half. St. Francis inbounds. It's knocked away. Great play by Mike Myers Kitt to take it off of Peters' arm and give it back to the Hawks. Looked like a streaking defensive back on that play, coming all the way across the court to make the play.
He's just energetic, Myers Kitt is. He's doing it on both ends of the floor. Offensively, he's been able to get involved. Defensively, steals, good defensive pressure, and plays like that that caught the turnover.
Coach Friday in St. Francis takes a 30-second timeout. with Monmouth leading 39-33, 13-34 to go here second half. We'd like to remind everyone the next broadcast of Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network is on Saturday at 7 p.m. when the Hawks welcome in one of the favorites in the NEC this year, Robert Morris, local guy, their head coach Andy Toole, expecting a pretty decent crowd on hand. Listen to myself and Steve Bazzaz right here on 1310 1160 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com on the broadcast on Saturday.
Always like seeing teams the second time around and how the adjustments are made by the coaches. You know, so far tonight it's gone Mama's way in terms of who's playing better in this rematch. Hopefully that can continue on to Saturday. Tough assignment with Robert Morris.
The Hawks lost to the Colonials by 18 out there last time. Campbell off the bench, into the game, and knocks down a triple. MU with their largest lead of the game. They're up by 9.
How important has the bench been tonight for Monmouth? And much of that has been Will Campbell and Mike Myers get 20 combined points.
Etherton has it just inside the three-point line. Gets Phil Wade up in the air, drives, kicks, corner jumper for Earl Brown, an air ball. Peters put back, no good. Batted ball, Myers Kitt with the rebound. He's double-teamed. He gets it out to Phil Waiton, who hits a streaking Jesse Steele. Jesse, skip past Campbell. Long two for Will. Good! The Hawks on top, 44-33, and they're running and gunning now.
Well, I just say, how big has the bench been tonight? You have Myers Kitt and Campbell, both streaky offensive players, and both on tonight.
Wyatt, air ball trying to answer. Marcus Ware with the rebound for the Hawks. Jesse Steele will bring it up ahead of the pack. He'll hand off for Campbell. Will's hot. They go down low, Phil Wake. Hits a cutting Marcus Ware. Marcus is fouled on the way up. It'll be a couple of freebies coming for Marcus Ware.
If you can get those two guys, both seniors, both have a ton of experience, both similar in that they are streaky. When they are cold, they can sometimes be tough to watch, but when they are on, they are both fun to watch, and we're seeing pretty good performances tonight out of Mike Myers Kidd and Will Campbell.
Marcus Ware will have a couple of free throws. Marcus has 3 in the game tonight. Make it 4 as he knocks it down. The Hawks up by 12. Jackson Ritter Taylor back into the game. Some more firepower for the Red Flash.
Well, yeah, if you're Don Friday right now, you've got to figure out a way to get yourself back in to this one, down by 12 with just over 12 minutes to go. So work some different players in and try and get the right mix and see if you can figure out Monmouth tonight.
Marcus Ware knocks them both down. MU up 46-33 with 12:20 to go in the second half. Ritter will bring it across the timeline with Campbell on him. Goes over to Etherton. Goes to Irvin, who's guarded by Steele, around a pick from Etherton. Irving picks up his dribble. Short jumper, no good. Ware all over the defensive glass. And now Marcus will bring it up and hand off for Steele as he crosses the timeline. Jesse to Campbell, open in the corner for 3. In and out, no good. Etherton pulls down the rebound.
Would have been a big one.
Roof would have blown off the place had that one gone down. Jackson, ahead of the pack. Hands for Ritter, gets it back. Has now the Red Flash working around the perimeter. Irvin tried to skip it to Ritter. Myers Kitt got a hand out of that amount.
Again, good defensive pressure. Didn't result in a turnover, but Monmouth working hard on both ends of the floor.
That gets us to our under 12 media timeout. 11:47 to go second half. Monmouth leads St. Francis 46-33. We'll step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
This is Ken Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM. part of the Shore Sports Network.
Monmouth leads St. Francis 46-33, 11:47 to go in the second half. What was a one-point lead at intermission has now grown to its largest of the game as St. Francis has the basketball. But Matt, the Hawks look really good here in the second half.
They look great. You know, they've come out with a lot of energy offensively and defensively, probably more important.
Irvin tries the cross-court pass to Jackson. An errant pass thrown away. Another red flash turnover. We'll give it back to Monmouth. That is their 19th turnover of the game.
And look at how much better Monmouth shooting the basketball here in the second half. 8 of 16 from the floor. 50% three-pointers. Really getting MU going here in half number two.
St. Francis trying to go to a little trap here as Monmouth breaks it with no pressure. A little 1-3-1 look as Steele has it on the right wing. Jesse with a right-hand dribble. Flips one over to Campbell in the corner. Over to Phil Witt at the elbow. Kicks it out to Myers Kitt. Mike's open for three. He takes the three. Misses short. Marcus Ware knocks the rebound to Jackson. Holly Jackson will now bring it up with 11 minutes to go in this second half. Taylor goes back door to Irvin, the lefty, on the baseline. Floater in the lane. No good. Etherton offensive rebound. Put back. Good. Counted in a foul.
No, that's plays that you don't want to have happen and give St. Francis any momentum when right now it's really Monmouth's game. Etherton has been so pesky tonight on the glass. That was his fourth offensive rebound, eighth total one, and has an opportunity to make it a 10-point game.
Ed Waite into the game. Phil Waite will take a seat. Etherton's right at around his average. He's got 14. And a free throw would make it 15. In and out, no good. Marcus Ware with the rebound. The Hawks lead by 11. Steele flips one into the corner to Myers Kitt. Back up top to Jesse. Entry pass, Ed Waite. Ed, catch, gather, shot, no good. Etherton with the block. Marcus Ware pulls it down. His putback is no good. And Etherton, who's doing a great job down low, pulls down the rebound.
The problem there for Ed Waite was caught the ball and then went back down. Just catch it and go right up. One motion.
Taylor drives around Steele, but he knocks over Ware. Offensive foul on John Taylor.
I think that's the fourth Monmouth player to draw a charge tonight. So everyone doing a great job defensively and giving up their body. St. Francis continuing to have problems figuring out when they can take the ball to the basket and exploit Monmouth inside.
10:20 to go in this second half of action. Steele, Campbell, Ed Waite, Marcus Ware, and Mike Myers Kitt, the five Hawks on the floor. As Will gets his pocket pick near half court. Ritter will dunk it with two hands ahead of the pack, and he cuts the Monmouth lead back to single digits.
It's an unforced error again for Monmouth, and that time PA making the Hawks pay with an easy basket the other way.
Campbell on the left wing, skip pass over to Jesse Steele into the corner, Myers Kitt. Back to Steele. Jesse was open, but he pumps it to three. And goes back in the right corner to Mike. Myers Kitt dribbles all the way across the lane. Campbell, three on the way. No good. And the rebound to Taylor, the red flash. Down nine with a basketball.
My concern here is the guys that have carried Monmouth offensively tonight, Myers Kitt and Campbell. You just hope they don't go hot and cold in the same game.
Jackson gets free for three on the way. No good. Back iron. Offensive rebound, Irvin. And he's fouled. It was either Campbell or Steele that got him.
I think it's going to be Campbell. That's going to get whistled for that one. St. Francis hanging around. You wonder if the red flash in the first of their trip across Pennsylvania and here in New Jersey, they'll play FDU on Saturday. How much do they have left in their tank? It's a tough trip going back and forth both ways. We usually look at it from a Mama side. Well, when those PA teams come this way, it's not easy either.
Coach Rice took a 30-second timeout, 9:29 to go. Here, second half, Monmouth leads, but only 46-37 now. As the red flash battled back into this contest again. It was a close game throughout the first half. MU opened up a double-digit lead here early in the second half. As now we are back to a 9-point game.
Take a quick look at the NEC scoreboard while we have a second. The team's coming back on the floor. Everything in the second half, it is Central Connecticut State leading Bryant 59-45. Robert Morris, a tough time with FDU so far. Colonials lead it 40-36. Sacred Heart on top of Quinnipiac 54-49. LIU Brooklyn leading Mount St. Mary's 54-44. And Wagner with a 45-41 advantage on St. Francis, New York.
So it looks like that kind of the unofficial game of the night right now. Again, two teams in the upper half of the NEC standings. As St. Francis inbounds the basketball. We're under 9:30 to go now, second half. It's 46-37, Monmouth. Ritter picks up his dribble with Campbell on him. He goes to Jackson, right wing extended. They go up top to Etherton. He picks up his dribble. Now Jackson right wing. We'll go to Taylor about 15 feet away. We'll try to back down on Nesmith. Spins baseline side. Righty jump hook and air ball. No good. Etherton offensive rebound. His putback no good. And Ware pulls it down for Monmouth. Outlets to Jesse Steele. Jesse, head of the pack. Will now wait for his teammates to join him. Now he'll give to Myers Kitt. Mike kicks it out to Campbell. Will into the lane. Kicks it out to Steele on the left wing. Thought it a three. Now we'll lose it before he can get going, and that unforced error will give it back to St. Francis.
A little too much dribbling in that possession, especially for Monmouth. Just not needed. I'm not sure what Steele was thinking about. He dribbled himself into the corner and didn't really have anything that he could do with the basketball when he came out of it.
Well, we've said it a couple times today, but it hasn't been the prettiest game. And that's even with Monmouth holding a 9-point lead. Tillotson back in the contest. He'll guard Ritter as Campbell is taking a seat. Ritter, right-hand drive. He'll try to go all the way. Floater, no good. The rebound was Myers Kitts. Irvin knocked it away, so the Hawks will get the basketball back. 8:31 to go, second half. It's 46-37, Monmouth. Steele, Nesmith, and Tillotson, the three starting guards. Ware and Myers Kitts the front court. Dion off the bench will drive baseline to Myers Kitt. Steele, a right wing three, no good. And the rebound, Irvin gets it. He saves it back into Taylor.
Got to make some shots here coming down the stretch. Put this game away. Don't let St. Francis hang around.
8 minutes exactly to go in this second half of action. MU up nine. Ritter between the circles. Refuses the high ball screen from Etherton. Kicks it into the corner. Irvin for three. No good off the back iron. Etherton offensive putback, no good. Taylor putback, no good. But he's fouled, and he'll go to the foul line.
Two offensive rebounds. Problems for Monmouth inside. They have that smaller type lineup. Not a good job blocking out. St. Francis will head to the line after this timeout.
We've reached the under 8 media. 7:49 to go. Second half, Monmouth leads St. Francis 46-37. We'll step out for 60 seconds. Right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Search and like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook. Follow the Blue and White on Twitter at MU Hawks. And check out youtube.com/MonmouthHawks. Visit the social media hub of all of our Hawks teams at gomuhawks.com/connect. Your one-stop source for all MU Athletics social media. See what coaches, players, and fans are saying about the Hawks and get involved with MU through social media.
There's great family fun at the Penalty Box Cafe at Jersey Shore Arena in Farmingdale. Wednesday nights, it's a family laser tag special with pizza, soft drinks, arcade tokens, and unlimited laser tag for four for $45. For just $10 per person every Friday and Saturday night, it's 3 hours of open laser tag. Planning a birthday party for your kids? Have an arcade party. They'll get arcade tokens, unlimited pizza, soft drinks, make your own sundaes, plus laser tag. Check out PenaltyBoxCafe.com for more information. Located at Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale.
For ticket information and the latest Monmouth basketball news, visit GoMUHawks.com.
.com 7:49 to go, second half. Monmouth leads St. Francis 46-37 in a pivotal game between two NEC opponents here in the Multipurpose Activity Center. MU 1-5 in league play. St. Francis 3-3. So a must win for the Hawks. As at the line, John Taylor will have a couple of free throws for St. Francis. He makes the first one. It's 46-38. This is a wildly different game from the first time these two teams played. That was a blowout affair. 71-49 back in Loretto. Taylor hit them both. 46-39 now the lead with 7:49 to go in the second half. I know you would love to make that trip.
I have one coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yep. February 18th. I have a TV doubleheader out there.
You'll probably go 2 days early and just soak in Loretto.
I might stay for the weekend.
You could be a mountain man out there. Mike Myers Kitts, cross-court pass, is intercepted, but Tillotson stole it back. Wild sequence now. He finds it to Phil Waite. Phil misses the putback, and Austin saves it from going out of bounds. I mean, you would be smart to pull it out here and run something.
It's reset.
Myers Kitts, loose for two. He gets it to go, or do that.
Or shoot and make one. Either will do at this point.
The play that made that possession was Tillotson, who had the pass in front of him stolen, and he got it back. As the Hawks go back up by 9 at the 7-minute mark. Ritter rushes into the front court. A whistle. He's called for steps.
I think St. Francis extremely frustrated with what they have done here in West Long Branch. You know, you think they put 71 up against Monmouth last time that they played, and right now on pace for under 60. They have struggled here during the entire night offensively.
Both teams on pace for under 60 at this point. Tillotson goes to Myers Kitts at the elbow. Mike shakes free. Short shot in the lane is good. He's got 13. And the Hawks go back up by 11.
Playing one of his better games this year. And he's put the full display on offensively. Taking it to the basket. Long range, mid-range jumpers.
Jackson kicks one into the corner. John Taylor. He'll try to back Nesmith down. He'll go all the way to the top of the key. Irvin. Bounce pass down low to Etherton, who stuffs it home with two hands.
You know, they just can't, they being Monmouth, just can't get that lead, you know, to 12 and then push it to 15. It's been in this 9-point range for a long time.
Tillotson into the backcourt now. Joined by Steele. He'll skip one over to Jesse. Little 1-3-1 look here from St. Francis as now Tillotson will look to get things going. Austin will try to go all the way. His shot, no good, and he's called for an offensive foul. As he bowled over John Taylor.
We have seen so many charges in this game tonight. A bunch for St. Francis against Monmouth and vice versa.
Phil Waite will take a seat. Marcus Ware will come back in. Ritter will sit down. And Wyatt will come back for St. Francis. It almost looks as though if you hit the deck, it's going the other way.
Yeah. Well, in most cases here tonight, the defensive players have had very good position.
5:40 to go, second half. The Hawks lead this game by 9. Wyatt with a basketball, goes left wing to Jackson. Wyatt gets it back in the corner. To go top of the key, Jackson. He'll move on Steele. Pull up from the elbow. No good. Way off. The rebound comes down to Jesse Steele. He loses it to Irvin, who now throws it ahead to Etherton. His shot. No good. Myers Kitts had the rebound. We have a foul called. It looks to go against St. Francis. After a bit of a wild, sloppy sequence.
It's a loose ball foul down low on Etherton. Frustration foul for him as he had an easy look inside and could not put it down. You know, Monmouth has done enough here with a 9-point lead to win, but they've also done enough to let St. Francis hang around in this game.
As MU holds that 50-41 lead, 5:10 to go. Nesmith pumps it a three. Dion drives, tries to dunk it, and Etherton with a big block. Oof. Credit Dion's aggressiveness, but oh man.
Surprised.
Red flash basketball.
He took off pretty far away from the basket.
The red flash have it. 20 on the shot clock as Etherton pulled the rebound down after the block. Wyatt, 4:48 to go in this game. Over to Etherton. He'll put it on the floor. His drive, no good. Batted ball. Nesmith comes away with it for the Hawks. He'll dribble up the right side now. Down low to Tillotson. Austin will pump. Cross court, find the Myers Kitts. Steele open for three. Good!
Well, Steele makes big baskets. He's helped Monmouth in all three of their wins so far this year. And that was a big one because now the lead's at 12 and time starting to become a factor in this game.
4:21 to go in this second half. Coach Friday takes a 30-second timeout with Monmouth leading 53-41, and that three was huge. Now, Matt, the Hawks are at that point, like you said, where they can, if they get a stop and a score, it can extend that lead to maybe put St. Francis away.
And how important is this game in the overall perspective of the league, at least coming in? St. Francis PA, one of the many teams that Monmouth will chase for that last spot. A win here for the Hawks puts them at 2-5. St. Francis would fall to 3-4, and they would at least split the doubleheader And certainly Quinnipiac or Sacred Heart is going to lose their game tonight because they're playing one another. The loser of that game goes to 2-5. And if Mount St. Mary's loses their game to LIU Brooklyn, which is likely, they also go to 2-5. So Monmouth goes from 10th to a tie for nothing less than 8th, which is right where you want to be. Knock on the door all season long.
4:21 to go, second half. It's 53-41. MU leads. If they can get a stop and a score here, look to extend the lead as we near the 4-minute media. Taylor on the left wing. All the way over to Jackson right wing. His three is no good. Rebound, Taylor. Put back good.
You got to block out. Don't make it easy for St. Francis. You know, your Monmouth with four left and up 10. A couple of baskets here. You could salt this game away.
Nesmith in the corner. Front of the MU bench. Goes down low to where? Back to Dion. Three from the left corner. Good! The Hawks back up by 13.
There's options tonight for Monmouth. Nesmith in double figures. Steele in double figures. Myers, Kitt, and Campbell in double figures.
Some defense chance now. Jackson, back door, lost it. Loose ball, Ware now has it. Under 3:30 to go. Steele will bring it up. The Hawks leading by 13 and smartly slows it down.
And no need to rush right now. If your Monmouth, work the shot clock and the game clock down, make sure you get one good look.
18 on the shot clock. Steele just dribbling right over half court. He'll move on Taylor. Right around him. Jesse drives, kicks to Tillotson. Austin, step back. We'll go back to Steele. He's open for three in the corner. That's no good off the back of the iron. Etherton all over the glass for St. Francis. He's got another double-double for the Red Flash. He'll pump it a three here and drive. Flip it back out to Taylor. Left-hand drive into the lane. His lefty layup. No good. Back of the iron. And Myers Kitt pulls it down for the Hawks.
Rims have been rough tonight for PA. Neither team shooting great. Both at under 40%. But Monmouth making big baskets here, especially in the second half.
Yeah, this game has really been a war of attrition. 56-43. Nesmith wide open for three. No good. Side iron. And the rebound comes down to Taylor. Both teams shooting in the mid-30s right now. Wyatt fouled as he tried to go to the basket. Wave off his attempted shot. He'll have two free throws on the other end of this media timeout. We've reached the under four with 2:20 to go in the second half. Monmouth leads St. Francis 56-43. We'll step out for 60 seconds on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
1-800-526-RUGS. Need new carpet or flooring? Hi, I'm Cheryl Mathis. Are you ready for a new Berber in your family room? A beautiful hardwood floor in your dining room? Or maybe you need a whole house of Stainmaster carpet and a new floor in your kitchen. Either way, Smart Carpet and Flooring has it all. And the best part is, Smart Carpet and Flooring brings the selection and the savings to you. Shop at home and save up to 50% off typical store prices on great brands like Bruce, Quickstep, Congoleum, Shaw, Mohawk, and more. Plus, you'll get our legendary service and installation. We'll even move your furniture. Just call 1-800-526-RUGS. A professional and courteous representative from Smart Carpet and Flooring will come to your home, measure and lay out your job for free, and let you choose from thousands of colors and styles. So if you're ready to save time and money on your next carpet and flooring purchase, call Smart Carpet and Flooring today.
1-800-526-RUGS.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
.20 to go in this second half of action. Monmouth leads St. Francis 56-43. And Matt, the Hawks, it hasn't been the most aesthetically pleasing performance, but with a 13-point lead and 2:20 to go, should be enough to get the job done.
Yeah, you would think, especially the way that St. Francis has shot the basketball tonight. They haven't really been able to do anything offensively. So, barring, you know, Monmouth really falling apart here, which I don't get the sense is going to happen this evening. Hawks have been sharp enough to look like they'll be able to hold on and get an important NEC win here tonight.
Wyatt missed. They actually called the foul on the floor, and he missed the 1-1. Ed Waite pulled down the rebound. He was fouled. That foul is only the fifth team foul on St. Francis, so they got two more fouls to give. But, again, they're down 13. And the Hawks will inbound with 2:17 to go second half.
Just have to see how quick Don Friday wants to try and extend this game out by sending Mama to the free throw line. It looks like it's going to happen pretty early.
Irvin picks up his fourth, 2 seconds off the clock. As looks as though the strategy is, let's get into that bonus. And here Wyatt will, he will intentionally foul Tillotson to send him to the line for a one-and-one.
Well, Monmouth will have an opportunity here to do something that they haven't done extremely well this season, and that is win a game by kind of putting it away from the free throw line. Oh, the season, the Hawks just at 62% from the stripe.
Tillotson, right on cue, misses the first free throw. Never fails, does it? Coming up on 2:05 to go, second half. MU up 56-43. Etherton will hand for Irvin. Three from the right wing. Way short. Just grazed the rim. Ball out of bounds off of Nesmith. It'll be Red Flash basketball with 1:57 to go.
And now it's just St. Francis forcing some shots from the outside. Trying to take that quick three. Hope for a miracle.
Inbound. Goes to Etherton. Around a screen, Peters. His shot no good. Out of bounds. Off Etherton. It'll go over to the Hawks. 1:51 to go second half. Monmouth leading by 13.
It's been a tough go of things for St. Francis on the road, not just this season. You've got to go all the way back to basically a year ago. Last time that the Red Flash won on the road, January 21st of 2011.
363 days ago.
It's hard to win on the road, but you got to be able to crack one here or there.
Mike Myers' kit was fouled. He's got a one-and-one opportunity coming. I mean, it's never easy to win away from your own building, but that's a long time. Myers' kit at the line. He's got 13. His first free throw is good. And he gives the Hawks a 14-point lead. That equals their largest, or that is rather their largest lead of the contest. Couple of dribbles. Mike goes 2 of 2. MU up 58-43. Mike's second really strong performance. 27 at LIU. He's got 15 tonight. I don't think the NEC gives away a Sixth Man of the Year award, but if Mike could continue playing like this, he'd be in the running for it. And here he draws a charge on Anthony Irvin. He's been all over the floor.
I mean, that's just great defensive work tonight by Monmouth. You don't see a team draw as many charges as Monmouth has tonight. That's at least 5, if not 6. And it's been a bunch of different guys that have been able to do that. That's going to be the 5th foul on Irvin, so his night is done. And I love what Mike Myers' kid has done since he has started to come off the bench. He hasn't been, you know, perfect in everything that he's done, but tonight he has played a very solid, solid basketball game for King Rice and MU.
99 seconds left in this contest. The Hawks lead by 15. I don't want to, as there's a foul on the inbound, I don't want to, you know, be gloomy or anything, but I think Coach Friday should just go ahead and play this one out.
Yeah, you would think at this point, down 15, 1:37 left, I would think a couple of free throws here by Myers Kitt may help that decision along a little bit. St. Francis will continue their New Jersey road swing on Saturday afternoon. They'll play up at FDU for a 2 o'clock start, and that figures to be an important game for the Red Flash. You know, they're going to have to be able to rebound and try to head home 4-4 in the league. Big difference between 4-4 and 3-5 if somehow they lose on Saturday.
Myers Kitt goes 2 of 2. The Hawks now lead 60-43. And I'm pretty sure there hasn't been any rule changes, but that 15-point shot hasn't been approved?
Not yet.
Okay. St. Francis with a turnover. Myers Kitt turns it back over. Peters will lay it in, 60-45. Now the score, 1:20 to go, second half. Myers Kitt will bring it up to Tillotson. Austin is fouled hard by Etherton. That's a hard foul with a 15-point deficit and only 73 seconds left.
That's about a foot difference. I mean, that was like a branch running into a tree right there. Etherton, big, strong inside guy. Hard foul. This really, I think, the opportunity for Mama to just put this one away.
That's pretty good. Did you have that one stored, or that just...
No, just pops in there every once in a while.
That was good. I got to remember that one. Tillotson knocks down a free throw. 61-45. I tried to picture it after you said it. That's how I knew it was effective. 2 of 2 goes Tillotson. 62-45. 1:13 to go. Second half. And what looks to be another home win for the Hawks. They'll even their home record at 3-3. So as bad as PA's been on the road, MU hasn't been much better as Wyatt hits a layup to go and he's fouled. As the Hawks will continue their strong play at home, even their losses, Harvard and Wagner and the such, have come under competitive circumstances.
And they'll need home wins for the remaining month plus of the NEC schedule. Robert Morris, tough one on Saturday. Away the following week, then home for Sacred Heart and Quinnipiac, which figures to be a huge homestand. Clearing the hurdle tonight, you've kind of stuck around in the NEC picture. And then Sacred Heart and Quinnipiac, a couple of teams that will be in line for those last couple of spots in the NEC tournament.
Wyatt missed the free throw. MU rebounded it as Tillotson is now dribbling it out. Ritter's going to commit the foul. Under a minute to go now. It's 62-47. And Tillotson will go to the line. I mean, no one likes to play harder than I do. Come on.
You've mailed it in the last minute and a half.
I'm just saying, why? It's 15.
They know that when they go back to the hotel, dinner doesn't start until 9:30, so they're not in any rush.
Austin knocks another one down.
To finish this one up. They like it here in West Long Branch.
I can't blame them. I do, too. I'd be mad at any coach for doing that. Austin knocks them both down again. Quietly has six tonight. 64-47. I mean, MU's still trapping, so we're still a game with 46 seconds. A wild three, no good. Peters missed it short. Why not commit another foul? Jackson foul steal.
I could have swore I was just reading the lips of Don Friday, and he was saying no foul. I'm not sure if the message from the bench to the baseline was misinterpreted, but at this point, there's certainly no need for any more foul shots.
64-47, 42:10 left in this game. Steal at the line. He's got 10. Make it 11 as he knocks down his first free throw. Second one coming. The Hawks, because of this second half foul spree, is shooting over 80% now from the line in the second half, and that's really the only good shooting number that either team has put forward in this game. Both teams shooting, Matt, in around the mid-30s from the floor, and PA shooting about 50% from the foul line.
Well, the good thing is that Monmouth has one of their better nights from the line the whole season.
Etherton knocks down a three. 66-50 now the score. Hopefully that doesn't mean they're going to continue fouling. As Nesmith gets it, Jackson fouls him. He wraps up Dion with 28.5 seconds left.
If you can say this is a learning experience that Don Friday's trying to give his team. It's a younger team. John Taylor, the only senior on the roster. So, you know, at this point of the season, maybe thinking, let's work on this if we need to do it later on.
I mean, the problem is even the home crowd has started filing out. That's kind of the telltale. Max DeLeo will come in, as well as Michael Harris and Daniel James for the Hawks. For the final 28.5 seconds, Monmouth leading the Red Flash 67-50. Nice applause for Ed Waite and Austin Tillotson. Coach Rice had six players on the floor. I think he's down to the customary five now. Dion Nesmith hits a free throw. 68-50. I'd say 68-50 is going to look pretty in the box score. This was a grind for a lot of this game.
Sure was.
As Wyatt pulls up from transition, he misses a shot. And with 20 seconds left and the shot clock turned off, that will do it. As DeLeo, ahead of the pack, was going to try to dunk it and instead thought better at it, looked at his head coach and said, I know what to do, and he dribbles out the clock. So Max DeLeo will be the last player with his hands on the basketball as the clock reads 2 seconds, 1 second. And that will be the end of it as MU defeats St. Francis 68-50 And overall team effort, Matt, really the story that you'll take out of this game is credit that Hawk defense, which was so good in the first half, continued some stellar play in the second half.
Well, the second half was really the story of this game. Monmouth turned it up offensively and defensively here in half number two. And as we said, it was a grind for a good stretch of this one, but an 18-point home win, you know that King Rice and Monmouth will sign for that, especially at this point of the season and everything that was on the line coming in.
68-50, the final score. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Coach King Rice as well as final statistics and look ahead at our next contest, which is on Saturday, 7 p.m. MU will welcome in Robert Morris. We'll do so after a two-minute timeout here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit envisioneyecare.com.
Seize the deal and save. Visit seizethedeal.com and click on Jersey Shore to save 50 to 90% off the Shore's favorite restaurants, retailers, and more.
Today, burn off those holiday calories with 2 months of unlimited Jazzercise classes for just $39 from the Jazzercise Fitness Center of Wall.
You've only got till midnight tonight to seize this deal. So click seizethedeal.com.
What's tomorrow's deal?
Be the first to know with daily emails from seizethedeal.com.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt, which isn't surprising since every major credit card company has nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. Now people can barely afford to keep up with those minimum payments, which can take up to 30 years to pay off. But thanks to a powerful program that's available nationwide, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are Credit Guard of America, a nationwide nonprofit organization helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments for the last 20 years. Call 800-670-5360. The call and information are free.
I cut my monthly payments by over $600 and saved over $25,000 in interest.
We've helped over 300,000 people eliminate their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-670-5360 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-670-5360. That's 800-670-5360. Again, 800-670-5360.
Follow the Monmouth Hawks home and away on the Shore Sports Network.
Final score, Monmouth defeats St. Francis 68-50. Before we get our final look at statistics, we will take a look at the scores around the Northeast Conference.
Some games have become final already. Central Connecticut State knocking off Bryant 69-51. Also a final, LIU Brooklyn topping Mount St. Mary's 77-62. Games late in the second half, Robert Morris 66, FDU 55. So it looks like the Colonials will win that one. Sacred Heart with a 3-point lead right now on Quinnipiac 76-73. That's a huge game for both of those teams and for Monmouth. The loser of that one goes to 2-5 as Monmouth improves now to 2-5 in the NAC. Wagner 69, St. Francis, New York 51. That was less than 2 minutes to go. The Seahawks really pulling away in the second half. So as things kind of hold up right now, Central Connecticut State goes to 6-1 in the league. Looks like Wagner will go to 6-1. St. Francis, New York will fall to 6-2. Robert Morris will go to 6-2. LIU goes to 7-0. Those have been the top five teams in the league. They continue to have some separation, actually a bit more separation with St. Francis PA losing the game here tonight 3-4. So what you'd have is the, let's just say, scores hold up as they do right now. Quinnipiac, Mount St. Mary's, and Monmouth all at 2-5 and all in a three-way tie right now for eighth in the NEC.
Now, talking this week with Ron Ratner, the associate commissioner of the league, we were saying that this is as good a top half of the men's side of the NEC as I think the league has seen in quite a while. You've got a lot of teams that can make noise if they move forward.
Yeah, I think the one team, even though we just saw them and they looked great, the one team that everyone's still trying to figure out how good they're going to be is St. Francis, New York. But the other four, LIU, Robert Morris, Wagner, and Central Connecticut State. You know, any of those combinations of teams make the semifinals. It could be one of the best semifinals the league has ever had in their history. Now, there's a long way to go in the season, too. And certainly, as tonight would indicate, things can change from one night to the next. Monmouth loses by 22 at St. Francis, PA. They come back at home and win by 18. So anyone on any given night, I think, in the league can certainly win. But we have seen a pretty good separation, definitely the top four. And if you want to put St. Francis, New York as number five, the top five teams in the league seem to be set right now.
Take a look at the final game statistics again. Monmouth on top of St. Francis, 68-50. The Hawks were led four players in double figures. Mike Myers Kitt, 17 off the bench, pacing a Monmouth attack, Matt, that outscored the Red Flash reserves 32-4. Will Campbell also supplying double figures off the bench with 13. 14 for Deion Nesmith. Jesse Steele, 12 points, 5 assists. Those four really led the way in this contest. MU only shoots 38.5% from the floor, Matt, but they go 16 of 19 from the line, put up a 68 spot.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes statistics you can throw out a little bit, because when you win by 18, I think you can gloss over some of the bad stats. And Monmouth, you know, didn't shoot the ball great tonight, 39%, but they held St. Francis, PA, to 35%. So when you add that in, it was just that kind of game. The rebounds were even. Monmouth plus in the assist-to-turnover ratio, where they forced 23 turnovers for St. Francis. So I think enough positives to take away from this game, where, you know, I would have to think, and we'll talk to him in the next minute or so, King Rice would have to be happy with how his team played.
The Hawks turned 23 Red Flash turnovers into 21 points. They outscore the Red Flash by 11 in that category, 21-10. St. Francis was led by Scott Etherton's 19 points, 14 rebound effort. He added 5 blocks and 3 steals in a pretty good overall game for the big man. 11 points for Ollie Jackson, including 3 threes. 10 points, 7 rebounds for John Taylor. St. Francis shot 31% in the second half. MU holds them to 35% for the game. They outscore the visitors 44-27 over the final 20 minutes to get the win.
Yeah, good solid second half. Again, that was really the story in this game. A one-point lead, and then you wind up winning by 18. So all things being equal, Monmouth certainly took care of business here in half number two.
We'll take our final timeout here from the MAC on campus at Monmouth University. When we come back, we'll welcome in the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, King Rice, for his post-game interview with us. Again, Monmouth on top of St. Francis, 68-50. The Hawks move to 2-5 in the Northeast Conference, and they even up their home record at 3-3. We'll step out for 2 minutes right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Are you really comfortable with your finances and confident about your retirement years?
Can you be certain you won't outlive your money or lose it to a nursing home?
Hi, this is Jeannie Richards. Please join Bob and me every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Managing Your Money, brought to you by EPA Financial Services Corp.
With over 30 years' experience in financial planning, we can help you plan your future, protect your assets, and invest wisely.
Experts predict that managing your money will only get harder in the coming years.
So call us today for a free initial consultation to see if we can help you achieve your goals.
Call us at 286-1000. We'd love to hear from you. That's 732-286-1000. 286-1000.
Are you retired and interested in making some extra money? Are you a stay-at-home parent with a little free time? Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service is looking for part-time school bus drivers to transport children in your area. If you have a clean driving record and are available 4 to 5 hours a day, you could make up to $15 an hour with Helfrich. No experience is necessary and training is provided. You'll even get a bonus if you already have a school bus license. To apply, visit Our Helfrich & Sons Bus Service at 503 South Laurel Avenue in West Keensburg.
Thinking about the freedom of laser vision correction? Hi, this is Dr. Edward Hedaya, New Jersey's recognized expert on no-incision laser vision correction. That's right, no incision. In under 10 painless seconds, you too can see better. I have dedicated over 12 years to perfecting laser vision with no incision. For a free consultation, call 732-905-4255. 5600. That's 732-905-5600. Or visit EnvisionEyeCare.com.
This is King Rice, and you're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on 1160 and 1310 AM, part of the Shore Sports Network.
.68-50, Monmouth defeats St. Francis University. We are eagerly anticipating the arrival of Coach King Rice for his post-game press conference as we'll take one final look around the NEC scoreboard.
Actually, I was going to do top 25 since we just did NEC. And
good idea.
I'll go back to the NEC and wrap things up with the finals from the games earlier. Right now, it's number 4 Duke leading Wake Forest 90-68, less than a 2 minutes to go in that one. Number 15, Virginia, leading Georgia Tech 35-17. Also in the ACC, just getting set to tip off down in Blacksburg, Virginia. Virginia Tech will welcome in number 8, North Carolina. 9 o'clock start as well. In the Big Ten, number 22, Illinois, will play on the road at Penn State. And in the West Coast Conference, number 24, Mount St. Mary's, is home for Pepperdine. That will go back to the NEC, as not everything has become final yet, but it was Sacred Heart to defeat Quinnipiac 78-75. Robert Morris does defeat FDU 67-55. We mentioned Central Connecticut State. They top Bryant 69-51. LIU Brooklyn, the lone undefeated team still in the NEC. They top Mount St. Mary's 77-62. Wagner and St. Francis, New York, still going on, but Wagner a big sizable lead. They will win that game up in Brooklyn.
That game got away from the Terriers, as that was close for a while, and they were an impressive team that we saw last Thursday, and probably the most impressive team in the league that we've seen so far is that LIU team that Steve and I saw on Saturday. And the Hawks will actually finish off the regular season against LIU on February 25th right here at the MAC at 7 p.m. I'm hopeful that you're here to see that game, because Matt, their front court really is that good.
No, they are good. I mean, they have talent really to burn. They are long. They are athletic. They get up and down the floor. They've got talent really at every position. I'd be very interested to see what they do during the course of this regular season. You know, they're 7-0 right now after this one, and you're starting to maybe get the feeling, is this a team that can run the league, you know, and win not only the regular season championship, but win it undefeated? They obviously have tough games. They have to play some big teams coming up, and usually everyone slips up at least once in the NEC, but, man, they are loaded. I saw them last year, and they have a lot of the same pieces back as they did from a year ago. They have a lot of talent. They're going to be a tough out for anyone. You know, while we have a minute, and we're still waiting for Coach Rice to come out, the last couple minutes of the game, I kind of did a little bit of a comparison. St. Francis, PA, who Monmouth obviously just beat to finish up their home-and-home, you know, they'll be one of the teams that Monmouth has to battle for one of those last couple of spots in the NEC tournament. They have a pretty tough schedule, as not you don't play every one in the league twice. Some teams you only play once. Here's what PA has left. They have FDU on Saturday. Figure that's certainly a winnable game for them. And then they have St. Francis, New York, LIU Brooklyn, Wagner, Mount St. Mary's, Robert Morris twice in kind of that rivalry week, the home and home. That's tough. You know, Monmouth gets FDU home and home. St. Francis, PA gets Robert Morris. That is not an easy swing. Then Central Connecticut State, Bryant, and they'll finish up Quinnipiac and Sacred Heart. The way I kind of see it right now, Quinnipiac, Sacred Heart, Monmouth, St. Francis, PA, and Mount St. Mary's, three of those teams will make the tournament. Two will not. All of those games when those teams play will be extremely, extremely important. The thing will be, can any of those five teams beat one of the big five right now? Can anyone go up and nip a Wagner or knock off a St. Francis, New York? Because if you can, those games become extremely, extremely important. But for St. Francis, Pennsylvania, they got a tough road ahead.
And it speaks to what we said earlier, how, you know, when we're driving home from games, when we're looking up standings and things, it's, you know, we can do what coaches kind of tell everyone not to do, and that's scoreboard and standings watch. So we look at that and we see, and we fully know that Monmouth will need to pick up a win or two against those better teams in the league if they are to have a chance at doing that, as we're very happy to welcome in the head coach of the Monmouth University men's basketball team, King Rice. Kings Hawks successful tonight, 68-50 over St. Francis. Coach, It was an ugly game in the first half. Neither team really in a flow offensively. Your team's defense and some good free throw shooting in the second half really built a little bit of a lead. What impressed you most about your team tonight?
The first thing, St. Francis really played well when we went up to their place. Their coaching staff did a great job. I thought they had a great plan tonight. Our kids just, I think our defense really clicked tonight. We took so many charges. That brought me back. I think it was Brown where we took like six or seven charges. And our kids got to the helpline. I've been on them about getting there, and they did an unbelievable job getting to the helpline and really having a total team effort on the defensive end, and it was fun to watch.
Coach, obviously a big storyline of the game tonight was the play of the bench. You got good performances from Mike Myers' kid and from Will Campbell. And when you outscore the opposition 32-4 on the bench, you'd have to think it's going to be a pretty good night.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody's been asking, well, why aren't these guys starting? And is Coach going for next year? Well, the young guys have been playing really, really well. And I think it gives us some great firepower coming off the bench. Mike Myers' kid has been playing the best basketball of the year since he's been coming off the bench. He's relaxed. And now Will is starting to shake himself loose. So I'm just happy with a total team effort. These guys, along with our staff, we are going to stick together and just keep sticking together. And we're going to be there for each other all the time, and good things are going to happen.
And, Coach, what was the message coming forward into this game? Reading your quotes in the paper, you say every game is as important as every other game. And I know people, including Matt and I, circled this one as a game that the Hawks need to win to think about conference tournament. What was your theme to your team the week leading up to this game today?
To my team, it was, guys, they beat us up when we went up to their place. We should have felt thoroughly embarrassed when we went to their place. We didn't represent ourselves well. We didn't represent our school well, our president, our AD. We just didn't represent our school that well that night. And I just kept telling them, guys, that had to make you mad. It had to make you mad. They were dancing after they beat us. And it's time for us to stand up and get a payback game. And tonight our kids really responded.
Coach, finally, tough assignment on Saturday, of course, with Robert Morris coming in, one of the better teams, at least right now in the league. But at least you go in with some momentum off a win tonight.
Well, when you've played a team before, you have a little bit of a feel for what they do. Andy does an incredible job. He's just really good at it. His kids are tough. But I just talked to our guys. We overcame St. Francis. And now as a team, we're going to go out, have a good day at practice tomorrow, and then we're coming after our game on Saturday. We're going to attack just like we did tonight, and we're going to play a great team defensive effort.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us post-game. Congratulations on beating the Red Flash. Good luck on Saturday against the Colonials.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to all the fans for coming out and supporting our team, supporting our kids, and we really appreciate the support.
Well, it's Monmouth University head basketball coach King Rice victorious tonight over St. Francis 68-50. Matt, that's going to wrap up us courtside here at the MAC. The Hawks over the Red Flash 68-50. Matt will not be with me Saturday. He'll rejoin me in a week. I'll have Steve Bazaz with me for the call on Saturday when Monmouth welcomes in Robert Morris. That is your next broadcast of Monmouth University men's basketball, and it'll be right here on your home for the Hawks all season long. The Shore Sports Network. For Matt Harmon, I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Phil Harding back in the studios. Our executive producer is Kevin Williams. We'd like to thank everyone for listening this evening. And we'll catch you Saturday night at 6:45 right here on, again, your home for MU, the Shore Sports Network.
You've been listening to Monmouth Hawks basketball on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's broadcast was made possible by the Monmouth University Department of Athletics in conjunction with Town Square Media, New Jersey. For future schedules and more on the Hawks, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.